When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome into Breakfast with the Kiwis for the first Saturday of 2024. We're going to take a look at the Martin Jockey Club, but a bit different this year. They're racing at Hastings. And, of course, the Kumara Gold Nuggets, one of our iconic race days there on the West Coast. The Vernon and Vasey Trust Truck Parts Kumara Gold Nuggets, the feature race there. And I'm going to catch up with Andrew Carsten, who has a number of runners throughout the card later in the show. But first up, out of Hastings, will be Tony Lee calling all of the action. And he's kind enough to join us on Breakfast with the Kiwis. Good morning, Tone.
Good morning, Jim Butcher. How you doing?
Yeah, a bit of a different scenario with the Martin Cup being run at Hastings, but we all know why. Of course, Awapuni undergoing a real upgrade, and that's seen racing at Trentham right through December, and now Hawke's Bay picking up a bit of the slack.
Yeah, exactly. So, a little unusual, but it is happening, and yeah, Martin Cup's always been a good, honest sort of a race, isn't it?
Yes, it has. Always a good pointer through to the Wellington Cup as well, which is only a few weeks away now, so January ramps up in the central districts with, of course, next weekend, some wonderful action, including the Telegraph and the weekend after Wellington Cup Day. Let's have a look at these races at Hastings. First of them, we're going to touch on race three, and thought the local Candle was really good last time. She's always promised so much, and she got the win pretty well in her last appearance.
Yeah, very talented, this horse Candle. She got right up on the inside to win last time out in a reasonable race as well. This is a step up again, but look, she just gives you the feeling that she's a pretty handy horse. This, I think she had a setback early in her career, was just held her back for some time, but I know they hold her in her regard, and on the strength of that last start, she'll be awfully hard to beat. Miglio de Pellcrest is a horse that improves into his program, and he's getting there tomorrow with Opie Bosson, and a very honest horse. And look, Mr. Universe at the top from the gate. Brian Elliott stuck with his horse mainly, and just had a little bit of refreshing before the last. And he's a tough horse that can punch away pretty well, always at a price, seems to be.
Yeah, it does seem to be the very best version of Mr. Universe would be awfully competitive in a race like that. Race four, the KC Hawke's Bay 3-year-old. Thought this was a tidy enough field. Glitzy Glory was good in winning last time. This one to be ridden by Opie. He bred this one as well. Fashion Icon strung 3 in a row. Hard to do and did it pretty well. And the other one out of the Tiakau barn, Rue de Rivoli, was good at winning, resuming. Nice race this.
Yeah, and a lot of northern impact here, and including amongst those ones you said, Sabina, with the James Wellwood stable. Has good ability, this horse. Gotti Sano, he's riding pretty well by Elma and Zor. She's only had the 5, but I think wouldn't be surprised if she ran a really nice race here, Sabina. And let's see, there's a wee bit of money for the horse as well. Had a, about 5 weeks off before that last run, so I think it'll improve there. Yes, those horses you said from Tiakau, very strong. Glitzy Glory, extra good last time, I thought. But a Cornos horse that hasn't been able to get her own way. Recent starts, she led and sometimes can keep on kicking. And yes, Fashion Icon looked very good when he's 3 in a row. Apprentice last time, Michael goes back on board here and money for it. Looks very, very smart.
Good field, good race. Race 5, this one for the Open Handicappers. Lisa Ladder holds a strong hand in the race, I thought, with This Is Dramatic at the top of the race, and Not of the Head, who was just beaten that last time, and a win mightn't be too far away. And then, of course, the locals down the bottom, Duncan Creek and Blissful Bell.
Yeah, exactly. It is an interesting race. Always a bit unheralded, just as dramatic. I know there's been money now down to 3.8. It's a really genuine horse, just as dramatic. She's done a good job with this one, Lisa Latter, as she does. Look, she can win this and had a bit of a freshen up since that last start at the Copelands. Was a good run. Prior to that was in terrific form. Wouldn't be surprised, even despite being up top of the handicap there, 60. Not on the head, so genuine holds its form, and there's also support for it. So you wouldn't know which one's a stable support. And then, yes, these two at the bottom, Duncan Creek and Blissful Bell, chipping up to this open grade, down to a weight that, well, particularly Duncan Creek, hasn't ever carried before. It's a lightweight, so he won't know what's going on there. And he toughed it out last time, and a former Duncan Creek might have toughed it out and just got beat too. So, yeah, really interesting lineup there.
Locals do tend to be hard to beat around Hastings as well for some reason. They just, well, no travel, and everyone else has to travel a fair way to get to the bay, and that can certainly count for them, can't
Yeah, and I reckon some of the locals put detours in to make them travel longer as well.
it? Yeah. Well, sometimes it can be like that on the way home. Yeah. Righto, race number six. I think there's a good horse from the north coming down for this one. Fortunate Son, he was really good on debut last time. He's run second to Snatsy Tavy, who came out and won the special race on Boxing Day. And third in that race was Tanganyika, who came out and won it as he liked at Taupo during the week. So Fortunate Son, punters have found him. He's 350 into 250. He will take all sorts of beating.
Yeah, it looks a really, really nice horse, doesn't it? Yeah, I thought the same there. Ron Kennedy's jumped on board as well, and he's, as we know, in really good form, and I couldn't see too much to test him there.
Yeah, no, it just looks like his race. Pericles was okay in winning, and OP rides again.
For sure, yep, honest horse, but it's Fortunate Son, he just seems to have a little bit of X factor about him, I think.
Yeah, he does. You're right. Righto, the Martin Cup, tidy enough field. This is a real pointer and a precursor into the Wellington Cup. Didn't know which way to go. Punters have found a little bit of money for Can He Rock, but he is a bit of a perpetual place getter. One out of the home of the Happy Chicken, a phrase that you've coined in the last few years, and one that's really stuck. Never look back, drawn well, and gee, it's racing well.
Get what I get at the moment. It is racing very well. She does a great job, Gail Templeton there. Leah Hemi's got a good association with the stable and very honest, the horse. So it's a step up again, as we know, but it couldn't do any more than it's done recently. Its form is terrific. So very worthy of a consideration there. The track's going to be the interesting. It's a soft five, I think, at the moment, and a little uncertain around the weather over the next few while. Rustia, number eight, I think, is the horse that can play here. Warren Kennedy rides with the James Wellwood stable. Just didn't work out last time. Prior to that, quite a dominant winner in two races. So a progressive horse. And I've been impressed with what I've seen of this Prince Albie out from the south. The six might be an each way chance in this sort of a race. But oh boy, it's open.
It is really. It's good to have Kevin T Kelvin Tyler with a team up. I saw the win on Boxing Day at Otaki. Certainly adds a dimension into the CD racing at this time of year.
Yeah, for sure. And, it's a big mission for them to travel away from way down there. So based himself at Otaki, I think, with the Howie Matthews stable there. And, yeah, it was really happy to sort of like a busman's holiday. I spoke to him when he was racing there. And, that sassy little, what's the name, that won the other day. And on that day, well, the next start it did win. He thought it was a horse of the right conditions. It could win quite a few. So, yeah, good on them. Well done.
Righto, the last, the name here, the tribute to Tony Lee, the legend at handicap. It must be a pretty bittersweet time for you, Tony, as I know clubs throughout the Central Districts recognising what's been an amazing contribution over a long period of time. And I know yesterday at Otaki, a special presentation to you, and this race, the tribute to Tony Lee race. Gee, they've decided to make it a pretty open affair as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look, it's unbelievable, the reception of had since it's been known that I'm finishing up in a couple of weeks' time. So, yeah, it's terrific. And, yeah, there's another one there tomorrow. And you notice I've got it after the last. I think we might go into one of those bars just close by that birdcage there to do that. So, not silly. But good on them. They don't have to do this sort of thing, the club. So, I'm really humbled and honoured by them doing that. I don't know about that legend, but though there. Look, I don't know. I'd just maybe go with the name in this race. Like extortion or something.
Well, one thing it hasn't been, It won't be number five, right? It will not be number five.
It has not been a number five. I've been a bit of a number seven.
Yeah, there's been a few number threes, the true believer. But what you could do, if the bottom one won, that'd be ideal, wouldn't it? That's make right. a final impact.
That's right. And there's that Barry Beecham fella, he spells that name like that, and it says something else on the 13. So, final impact, that might be the way to go.
Yeah, tough old race. I did think Savakat got an overdue win and could go on with it. I see there's been plenty of money for Lofty's Gift as well. Look, Tone, thanks for your time here on Breakfast with the Kiwis. Good calling at the Bay tomorrow, a place that's, well, you've had some special calls. I was thinking today there's been some special horses win, and the likes of a horse you identified early on as a bit of a superstar, Sent Home, springs to mind. Of course, there's... he is a megastar with excellent sunlight. Yeah. It was amazing there. So must bring some really special memories to you, that Hastings venue.
Oh, for sure. How lucky have I been to be able to witness that as well from a great position. So, yeah. I think I've been very lucky, and they do turn up with the good horses there in the spring, no doubt about that. And some really special additions of that, and they are, you know, the Starcrafts coming over, and a number of them, really. There's been some great, great horses there. And I've been lucky enough to be able to call the action, and people have been lucky enough to tell me I've done it okay. So we're all happy.
You've done it better than okay. We've been lucky to have you. Thanks for your time, Tone, and we'll look forward to catching up in the next few weeks.
Arira.
Welcome back into Breakfast with the Kiwis. Well, we spoke about it earlier, the Kumara Gold Nuggets, Kumara Racing Club Day there on the West Coast is one of New Zealand's iconic race days. I was lucky enough to get down there once when presenting for Radio Trackside many, many moons ago. It was just an amazing race day with the number of people. I think the day I was there, there was 52 buses or something had come over the hill from Christchurch. People came from left, right and centre to be a part of this race day. The only issue is, quite often it can be wet, and apparently wet down on the West Coast as we lead into the Gold Nuggets. But we'll catch up with Andrew Carston now, who is and was last season's leading trainer in the South Island. Going well again, has a team out of his Riccarton Park base, but also attacks races right throughout the South Island. So, Andrew, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Butch.
Look, talking about this race day, it's... it mightn't have the biggest stake money in the world, but I'm sure it's one that everyone in the South Island loves to be a part of.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look, it's a big day on the West Coast. The locals turn up, and, of course, a lot of people come from far and wide to be here. Yeah, it's a very iconic race. It's very unusual, but it's a good day out.
Yeah, it is a very unusual race course. Usually, though, it is rain affected to some extent, and talking off air, the rain is coming this year as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think they said it's a heavy eight this morning, and it hasn't stopped raining since this morning, so it's bucketing down. Be a very wet track, I would imagine.
Yeah, wet, but maybe loose, which hopefully they can get through it not too bad. Righto, let's have a look at your runners, race two for the Pearl Series. This one, you have MB Rose, who is a big price, Kavish Chowdhury, to do the riding.
Yeah, look, she is a filly trial well on the poly track, actually, only a month ago. I was really disappointed with her first start run at Kurau. Put the blinkers on. She's a Pearl Series eligible horse, and I just have a feeling she might like a wet track. So it's a Pearl Series bonus race, so they're always good to target. But she's done well since Kurau, so... yeah, I'll be watching tomorrow, but if she pops the track, she's a chance.
Race 3, Jessica, claiming the 3 kilos, so gets down to a lightweight, which often helps on these rain-affected tracks, and has got soft track form.
Yeah, she has got soft track form. I thought she struggled just slightly the other day at Greymouth. It was more puggy. At least it'll be loose tomorrow, but she's a very fast mare. That's come up a reasonably strong race. It's come up a reasonably strong race, but it's not a big field, so... she'll be on the speed for a long way. She'll give a good sight.
You've got one for Terry Lyons in the next in his colours, Vinda Stern, as well as Lipamala. Lee Calloway to ride Vinda Stern, Kylie Williams to ride Lipamala. Just as an aside, wasn't it great to see her venture north during the Christmas New Year period, in particular to Taheranikau? And I think she got two, if not three, maybe winners. Great to see that.
Yeah, she had three winners at Taranaki the other day. So, look, she's no doubt one of the South Island's best. Year in, year out, she is. And I'm lucky enough to have a pretty good association with her. She's ridden a lot of, I think she's ridden just about all my state's winners and ridden a lot of winners for me. So it's good to have her on. Leaper Mailer raced well the other day at Greymouth. And I expect her to handle the wet ground. And I don't imagine the backup will worry her. If anything, she's probably the best of the day for me. Vinda Stern was disappointing for her after she was first up. Again, she will love the wet track. So that's her chance. And Terry Lyons loves to have the colours out on the West Coast.
Yes, it certainly does. They look a great supporter of racing in the South or across New Zealand, but in the South in particular. Race five, Moonshine Maggie. This one is another with Kavish Shaduri to do the riding. Tidy enough sort of a race, though.
Yeah, tidy race, you're right, but we've got to cop the wet track. She hasn't copped a really wet track in the past. She's one I'm questioning about whether I run her or I just might wait for a rest and on Tuesday, but we'll decide in the morning.
Righto, the next race, number six, you've got Milford Sound. And look, gee, he's a good horse, this one. He's on song. He's by Ocean Park out of In the Rain. Might be the omen bet based on the name anyway. Has won two on a soft track, being placed 3 of 5 on a heavy track. So on the strength of that, you'd have to give him some chance.
Yeah, definitely. He's been running around in some open class races. We know he's a very good three-year-old. He's had his he's had wind issues since then on both sides of Tasman. He was taken to Australia and he's come back to me. He's had 4 or 5 runs back, and I felt that all of them have been sound without really threatening. He does cop a wet track, so look, he'll run in that race if he's to run. Could carry a lot of weight, but yeah, look, if he run up to anywhere near his old form, he'd have to be very competitive.
Yeah, he would surely do that. Take That's been racing really well, Andrew, in the feature, the Vernon and Vasey Trucks Parts Kumara Gold Nuggets. We spoke of Terry Lyons before, and that's his business sponsoring the Gold Nuggets again. Take That, racing really well, but the heavy track form not ideal?
No, heavy track form's pretty average. He's another question mark. I probably won't be running him. He could run on Rexton on Tuesday.
And
he's been an honest performer, so you know he's gone pretty good races, so I won't be breaking his heart on the wet ground.
No, and in the last, you've got a couple of runners, Bad Flamingo at the top, claiming 4 kilos with Danica Wilson, who is one that has only had 2 starts on a heavy track and has been placed once. And the other runner is number 7, Lulo Rose, and this one another for Terry.
Yeah, look, Bad Flamingo, he gets blinkers back on in a 4 kilo claim. He won this exact race last year from memory. I think it was the last race on Kumara Nuggets Day. So he's a track winner. Look, I expect him to run very well from a positive gate. Will be positive. Lulo Rose has been really disappointing since she won that for me at Cromwell. She's found herself a barrier issue, so she's been missing away and giving them a head start. So barrier blanket goes on tomorrow. Kylie sticks with her. So if she's behaved in the barriers, she's definitely a chance. But I thought Bad Flamingo is probably the best of those two.
For sure. And a big team down there, Andrew, big team out of the Riccarton base. Of course, Cup Week been and gone. Another successful one for your team.
Yeah, look, the team's started the season off really well. I'll be honest with you, this last week's just been a little bit quiet, but that happens. Donald Rocco was impressive in the Timaru Cup last week. But yeah, looking forward to the new year. Obviously, different kind of horses here at the West Coast to what we have in the at the barn at home as well. So, you know, we've got some future races to target the next couple of months.
I did read Jono Rocco was looking to target the new $350,000 Rimutaka Classic at Trentham. That must be a massive attraction for a horse like him.
Yeah, 100%. Look, he's going to have to carry a lot of weight in the race, but I still think he fits the profile for a race like that. And lucky enough, so I've secured Kylie Williams to come up back to the North, so let's hope the form continues in the North in the next few weeks.
But I suppose the reality of that is that, you know, a horse like him is he's just not going to run for that sort of money realistically very often, and to be able to, yes, carry some weight, but it is a no apprentice allowance race, so there's going to be plenty with weight in the race. There's going to be a lot of multiple winners. Just a massive boost for the owners to have a target like that in mind.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Look, the innovation races are very good, and I'm sure they'll be well sought after. You know, even a race like down south now, we have the $200,000 Southern Series final. So some really, really good races for our owners. It's positive to see the industry going forward. And look, I'm excited about the innovation races.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, Andrew. Good luck. Stay dry if you can down there. Let's hope you can jag one tomorrow. And good luck at Reefton on Tuesday as well. Thanks for your time here on Breakfast with the Kiwis.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for watching.
Andrew Carsten there, one of the key trainers out of the South Island, leading trainer in the South Island last season with, I think, close on 50 winners, has had a good start to the year. Not so good on the West Coast in the last few days, but certainly through Cup Week and down at Cromwell, his horses winning the Timaru Cup, John L. Rocker as well, and targeting the innovation, the Remutaka Classic out of Trentham on Wellington Cup Day, the 20th of January. That's it for Breakfast with the Kiwis this week. We've had a look at Hastings, where the Martin Cup is being run, a little bit out of the ordinary. Tony Lee's going to call that for the last time. The tribute to Tony Lee race, the last out of Hastings on Saturday, will be a special race for him as well. So many special memories out of Hawke's Bay, the likes, as he said, of Starcraft, Excellent, Sent Home, to name a few, and of latter years, the likes of Melody Bell, but Princess Cope winning two very well rich Celts back in the day. That's it for Breakfast with the Kiwis. Catch you all next week.